Welcome to Guys Plus, Too Hot for Twitch.
Well, Guys After Dark.
Too Hot for Twitch.
I think we decided we're going to call it Guys After Dark.
I never said that. I am Brian. Chris is here. Hi, Chris.
Hello, and wow, After Dark, everyone. Turn the lights down because we've got some... It's actually quite incredible that we have something that's too disgusting for our stream, but this is...
Several things
that would have gotten us in trouble with the TOS on Twitch. And I had the brilliant idea, the brilliant slash horny idea of doing it on here for you, not live.
You're going to have a lot of fun picking which video we at least start with.
Okay.
But somebody sent me a picture yesterday and I want to send you this picture. Let me get it opened up in a
just show it to me. Don't send it to me.
I'm going to show it to you on the screen.
Send me the... Imagine, why would you send it to me? We have
a screen. Well, I wanted it on screen.
Yeah, well, that's why you share the screen.
Okay, Joe Spotso sent me this. Can you see Anthony Cumia's face?
I can. It seems like he is... That's not him. They've done some sort of like...
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm sure. That's okay. Not his face. That's not his face. They've put something. Maybe I did that even.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because somebody sent it to me.
I do that sometimes, and it does look like... I know it's like a face swap thing. It almost looks like Dennis Prager's face on... But I don't know. It's somebody has swapped it or made him really older. There's something that's been... Wow. I wish that was real.
Much older, Chris.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he stopped aging. As we know, he stopped aging about 3 to 4 months ago. And he now resides in the ground.
Yeah. Oh, he's been nasty. Nasty recently. Now that he doesn't have the compound thing at all, he's using the N-word on Twitter now. Like, he just...
Man, speaking of which, dude. I will have to ask you if you could, from now on, just send me the link... over email, because I'm really not. I can't be on that.
Hey, brother, I can do that. That's perfectly easy. Yeah, I saw him posting yesterday about... I think the thing I wanted to say, I saw him posting about like degeneracy and stuff, and I'm like, you took a teenager to the prom, bro.
Oh,
like, you're a nasty... You used to stick wiffle ball bats up women's pussies.
I mean,
you're fucking out here talking about degeneracy.
Yeah, there's so many of those guys, like they're not even being honest. Do you know what I mean? Like they're doing it. They're kind of... they have that... if they were talking behind closed doors, they'd be like talking about how funny it is. Like, hey, they want to do that same shit to us. I'll do it to them. I'll say that shit to them. You know what I mean? Like, it's all just completely devoid of any kind of... Oh yeah, I hate them. Let's get into something bit more exciting and nice and cool. And let's watch some disgusting videos.
Tom and Bunny have 4 videos that we're at least going to look at one of them for sure. And I'm going to let Chris pick the first one we go into.
Okay.
I'm going to name all 4 of them here. I should have let the Patreon pick one, but I didn't. Okay. Number 1, sex toy unboxing.
This is the one that we kind of... This is kind of what spurned... No, this isn't the
one. We've never done this. I didn't even know it existed.
I thought this was the unboxing one. This is the one that we couldn't watch. What was the one that we couldn't watch that made us decide to do this?
That's the next one, which is Bunny's Sex Toy Collection.
Okay.
Name of that video. The next video is called What's in Our Play Bag? And then they just give a general Motor Bunny explanation.
We already know everything. I know everything about the Motor Bunny.
I know everything there is to know.
I literally know. I could sell it to, a church group. You know, that's how much I know about this product. So I would say that's out. We're not going to watch that one. Hey, I'm a big fan of Bunny. You know, I've always been a Bunny fan from day one. I would love to see Bunny's sex toy collection.
And listen, that is the video that this show... That's why this came up, because we wanted to watch it on stream, but you can't show sex toys on stream. Now, for the people watching this video, you're about to be completely shocked when you see Bunny's sex toy collection. And it is the first page. So let's get this up on the screen. Bunny's sex toy collection.
I love the idea. Some people are just listening. They're just going to have to go like... They're going to have to do theater of the mind. Like, we're going to describe these sex toys and they're going to have to imagine what they look like.
There's so many sex toys.
Oh my God. There's there's an incredibly large amount of phallic sex toys. Like there is so many, like those are dildos, right? Those are a bunch of different types of dildos, you know?
There we get a better look.
There we go. Now we get a better look. Okay, so we've got, I mean, we've got a bunch of different sizes of dildos. I mean, there's got to be maybe 10 to 15 dildos. And then
there's eight just in the corner right here. There's eight.
Yeah.
So in the top corner, and then there's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. One of them looks like a strap-on. That's interesting. That gets
I think a couple of them might be strap-ons, to be honest.
That's getting me thinking. Like, has Tom...
Oh, yeah. What do you mean? Are you kidding me? Think about how many times they've had sex.
Yes.
Like, they're... Think about how much kind of shit they've had to, like, think up to add to it or change it up or whatever. They've done everything you could ever think of.
There's lots of gloves, too. I'm not totally sure what the gloves are for.
I'm not sure what you... Some of them, they just look like football gloves or whatever, you know? They don't look like... Looks like a pair of leather gloves.
Nipple clamps. Three butt plugs.
Three butt plugs, two nipple clamps, and a big old dildo.
It looks like they have a glass dildo, which is impressive. That's
That's a cool one. And beside that is some sort of big vibrating wand of
That's probably kind. The Hitachi, the famous Hitachi magic wand.
Okay. I guess she's going to probably talk us through
Let's get things, it. Right? Let's get her.
And guess what? You have just me tonight. Just Bunny.
Tom, this might be the first time we've ever got to hang out with Bunny without Tom. Let's see how different she is. Let's see if she's sort of the same or what.
If she's happy.
Hey everyone, we're Tom and Bunny, and
all right, Tom, we don't need
this. Producer actually sent us a tweet tonight. We're going to talk about toys. You know, Swinging Down Under actually sent us a tweet, and they asked to see my toy collection. They're going to be doing some broadcasts and some videos on different people's toy collections. So I thought this is a great opportunity for me to talk to other women in the lifestyle or the men about different types of toys. Now, this is everything I own.
I hope so. I
hope you're not holding anything back. But
I mean, it's a lot. Like, it seems incredibly excessive. But of course, sex is their life, and I'm sure they get products sent to them as well. Which is
I don't think they can't have used all of them.
Oh, of course they have. Are you joking? What
again? I'm not. There's a leash.
What do you think they're doing? Like that's what I'm saying. They have done all of the sex things.
I just can't imagine Tom. I guess Bunny could be on the leash.
Oh no, Tom's on the leash. Tom is getting walked. He's getting walked around like a dog. And I feel like Tom kind of likes to be treated like shit sometimes, maybe, you know?
So, we'll find out. He seems like such the more submissive or the more dominant person.
I don't know if he does. I guess like he just seems like kind of a simple guy to me, you know, who will kind of go with the flow.
He's a simple man. Like
I think he's a simple up his butt. Yeah, like he's a simple man who has this like goal in life, I guess, to like maybe come a million times or something in different ways and just to be like the most sexual guy ever. And he won't let anything get in the way of that. But at the end of the day, I mean, I'm sure he has a very simple life otherwise.
He does well for himself.
To some, this might be the Taj Mahal. To others, this is like, really? That's kind of small. But you know what? We all have our favorites.
I don't think so, Bunny. I think it's funny to make yourself feel better when you say that. I don't think there are too many people that have more sex toys than this.
Realistically, I can't think of...
Well, maybe a sex toy wholesaler.
Yeah.
Somebody
Roger Stone?
No, just someone who like sells these products on a wholesale level to stores could maybe have more than her, but it would still be close.
Yeah, the person who makes the molds might have a lot of them.
Do things that we like to do. And one of the things that I want to point out to a lot of the women that are just now starting in the lifestyle or to a lot of the younger girls, toys are a great thing, and you don't have to be ashamed of them. It is great to have fun with them by yourself, but it's even better to enhance it with play with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
See? You know, I went years and years and years without masturbating.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Excuse me? That's surprising.
She's like, I don't masturbate. I only fuck. Well, you know what I mean?
That's actually, I was just going to say that's surprising. But then again, when you think about it, yeah, it's not that surprising because when they're fucking like 8 times a day. So who's got time to masturbate or energy?
We taught, you know, back in the day, you don't do it. So I never did. I didn't get toys up until maybe 10, 15 years ago.
Okay.
Now, a lot of this stuff, too, has come from gifts because there's definitely set two of one different item. Others we have picked up as
well. Hey, Brian, is there something wrong with that? What's going on with the camera right now?
Tom.
Tom.
Tom. Tom's wrong with the camera.
Tom, you fucking buffoon. We think we've rid ourselves of Tom, and then we finally get just a pure bunny. And what happens? He manages to fucking ruin the shot.
Silly. He's like all the way in. Like he's we can see this blanket back here.
Can we back up a little bit and just can you guys watch this camera work from Tom? I mean, this is some of the worst camera work you'll ever see.
Here we go.
Watch this.
Two has come from gifts.
It's shaking around.
Shaking. It's backed up first. Others we have.
Look at this. It's gone up.
He's doing it.
But, you know, just kind of pointing out some of my different favorites.
And almost cutting the top of her head off.
Enjoy. Well, we'll start with the, obviously, you can tell I like a lot of battery-operated things. Half of these don't even have batteries.
What?
But they're fun. They're great to get the party going, to get started. Mm-hmm. This is actually one of my little favorites. When you're getting down and dirty, it's great if you put this on your clitoris. And
he's putting it,
looks like a toothbrush.
It does. It does look like an electric toothbrush. But she's like kind of rubbing it where her clitoris might be.
Yeah, she's kind of putting it like on her clitoris, but above her skirt. It just looks exactly like an electric toothbrush. Honestly, yeah. Like a cheap electric toothbrush. The first one she had, it like looked like a little like claw with two. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that.
A dinosaur claw with one missing, you know, like
what is it? Yeah. What does it do?
I think it does both.
It goes in one. It just seems like the angles of it.
Both holes. I don't know. I think it goes in and
why
on.
Doesn't she fucking explain it? Like that's the whole. That would be the value of this video, you know, talk about what these things do. She's just going to show them, be like, I really like this one. I put it on my clit.
And it will help you orgasm a little bit better.
help you orgasm.
This one here, I like to shake out. This is the
holy shit. It is a massive dildo on brass knuckles.
It's on like brass knuckles and it's like,
on brass knuckles.
But it's like a dildo, but it has a weird kind of shape to it as well.
And it looks like a joke. It doesn't look like a real sex toy.
It looks very like silly. It looks clownish. Yeah.
Like you'd be laughing when you pulled that. Like Tom is like going crazy on her with the toothbrush. And then he's like, time to get out the brass knuckles. And then they both have a quick laugh and then they go back to the toothbrush.
If you think about it, a lot of sex toys are kind of like clownish. They kind of look silly and clownish, you know?
Yeah.
Big purple one. This can be used for men or women.
Tom. Yeah.
But it's actually got a great bulb on it. But what I like is it looks like little brass knuckles, but this comes off.
Oh.
And good. Then all these attachments here you can put on. Ooh, so you can change
Tom
it out.
Put a fucking thing on the bottom of the screen that says sponsored by Tom's Trips and now watching Tom and Bunny like it's the news. So you can't see what she's pointing at this point. She's like
covering up.
Yeah.
The most important part.
Why does this look like the news? Like, what made them decide to go with the like the like news?
We know you're sponsored by Tom's Trips. Like, we understand. Like, just put it like it's on every single video. It's like on your bio. You know, it's on the description.
You open every video with you two standing and talking about Tom's trips. You don't have to do, and Tom's trips ain't giving him any money.
And by the way, you don't have to do any advertising. They're already doing super well. Their merch is flying off the shelf.
Oh, I was gonna say I have a Tom's trip shirt on too.
But you have your Tom and Bunny shirt on. We both have a Tom and Bunny shirt.
I love the Tom and Bunny shirt because it's like a really good quality of shirt. Mm-hmm. I should look at, I always forget to look at who made it, but it's a really good quality shirt. So now I wear it around town when I'm walking.
As much as you like.
Strap on.
I must have gotten this for a ring toss game.
Whoa. Okay. 100%. He's been pegged. 100%. Do you see the look? Yeah. You know now, right, Brian? I must have got this for a ring toss game. Hey, Tommy boy. She looks him right in the eye and he's just like, oh, he like sort of recoils a little bit in his ass, you know, like remembering.
He's like, don't you fucking tell him you strapped on with me. Now she's like, I got this for a ring toss.
And he's she's like, listen, you can show. You can show the strap-ons, but don't you dare say that you strapped on with me, Bunny. I mean, because, Tom is a little bit homophobic. Not homophobic, but he's like a little bit like like high school level where he's just like, I ain't fucking gay. What are you talking about? I ain't fucking gay. I don't fucking swing that way, you know, which is interesting because I think, as I've said, I think there's just a 0% chance that he is not. Both sucked and fucked a man.
Bunny fucking fucked his ass. And he's just sitting there like, don't fucking say anything, please.
Just don't show it, but just like make a joke or something.
Say it's for ring toss.
Yeah, I don't know ring toss.
Me.
Remember there was that gigantic guy with the mohawk that you fucked in Florida and he made the ring toss joke. We could use that one.
You can tell it is a strap-on. You can use this for your own imagination. You can use it for girl, whatever you may like. Mm. And then they have the other one.
Oh, what's that one?
This is a strapless strap-on.
Oh. I've never even heard of this.
Now I'm interested. And this one looks the most realistic. It's like a fleshy kind of color, like a Caucasian fleshy color. And it looks real. This one looks like a penis, I want to say.
It's like a real... I've never heard... Well, I mean, now we're like clutching. I've never heard of this. It's like,
no, this is a little too far for me. A strapless strap-on? No. No, thank you.
It has a bulb on it that I assume you can put... The woman puts the bulb in her pussy. And then she can fuck the guy.
Yes.
That's what's doing.
It's got a little egg kind of thing that I guess goes up inside the woman's pussy. And then she now can have sex with the man. That's kind of a cool invention.
That's technology that I had never heard of in my life.
And that I can get behind.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah.
Or you're what?
In front of.
Or if you're a guy, you could do ass to ass in that way.
Oh, yeah. If you were a guy, if you were like a gay couple and you were, I'm getting a little tired of putting my penis in your ass. Why don't we go ass to ass for some ass?
So obviously this one here goes inside your vagina.
Yeah.
And this one will pleasure somebody else.
Tom's ass.
Somebody else who may or may not be behind the camera right now.
Who may or may not be zooming in and out weirdly.
Yeah.
Condom. Someone we're playing with somebody besides my husband, Tom. Now for the gentleman, you have a sleeve. Because you know what? Sometimes the blowjob.
The way she's holding on to the sleeve. First of all, it's not a fleshlight. I've seen a fleshlight, not in person, but I've seen them online. They look like a flashlight.
Yeah, that's not a fleshlight. No. A fleshlight is famously can pass as a flashlight. Brilliant invention.
But this is, for the people listening, remember when you were a kid and you would go to like a Chuck E. Cheese or something, they'd give you one of those
little worms?
Worm guy.
That like it like slips out of your hand or whatever, you know? Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like. It probably feels like as well, yeah.
Yeah, you could probably squirt some lube in one of those and get the same sort of thing.
All right.
Maybe, I don't know. I never did it.
They're great. Men love them. They love hand jobs. But this adds a little extra, a little more fun to the action.
Yeah. Oh. And it's like, it's kind of cool as well, because it's like, then you're able to sort of have a thing that had a bunch of other penises inside of it as well. Perhaps.
Here comes the flashlight, I think.
This one was just a gift. This was bought for Tom for his birthday.
Aw.
Unopened yet.
Tom.
Let's see here.
He might have been going on, he might have been a down period for him.
Oh.
surgery. He might be like, dude, we don't know where he is in the surgery sort of cycle here. If he's got a working dick, because I think he would go months and months on end without a working dick. You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. Because it's not like his dick stopped working and then he one day just said, like, I'm going to take the Viagra and Cialis. And then his dick stopped working again. And then the very next day, he was like, I'm going to go get the injections. There's these periods in between those steps.
These dormant Tom periods where he's almost, his dick is in hibernation. And some people have actually said that it's the only way he's able to keep up his schedule is for him to give his dick these extended periods of rest, you know, 6-7 months at times. And then that allows him to go for huge numbers.
Bunny, my penis is in the winter season now.
Bunny, I think you're going to have to go with, do you have any sex toys you could pleasure yourself with, Bunny, by chance?
You got some butt plugs of different sizes.
Yep.
Now, personally, Tom and I aren't too terribly much into anal. If we do it, usually we've been drinking a little bit, so I am a little bit more relaxed.
Okay, so hang on. It's so funny to like say we're not really into anal, but we do it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like a couple that's like a normal couple that's not into anal, they don't do it.
No, there's no reason to do it. Like, what's going on? Hey, we're not too terribly into anal. And then one night, Tom's like, I'm craving anal today. I'm sorry.
Here, do you have another fucking wine, buddy? I want to fucking stick it in the bag.
Get relaxed back there, okay? Get
relaxed. Not too relaxed. We don't want falling out relaxed. We just want going in relaxed.
If you get relaxed, and I'll let you do the strapless strap on to me.
You can strapless strap on me for 3 minutes if you do it. This is disgusting. I was going to say, like, is this going to be more disgusting than a normal show that we do? And it is. We are delivering. It is absolutely. I think we might have to put a content warning on this, perhaps even.
Yeah, a lot of nasty stuff in it. Maybe.
Really work to it very much. Most important thing, your hair ties. Everybody right. needs hair ties in their playbacks. All right. So that in mind, I have two absolute favorites.
What are they?
Motor bunny.
One is my motor bunny.
Horse. But hang on. Let's just be. They've got a sponsorship deal with Motor Bunny. We have to be honest because we're honest people. We don't like the corporate bullshit. So in the interest of, you know, they have corporate interest in this product. So this is not going to be genuine.
I will say, though, that we do kind of respect the Motor Bunny Corporation because it's the little man up against the Sibian.
Oh, we love Motor Bunny, and we 100% every single one of us have at least two Motor Bunnies at home. I have all three models currently available in the United States, but it's just that, yeah, we have to admit that we don't want to be like, because afterwards people come out and say like, well, how come you kind of let that fly? You know, you have all this shit to say about the Sibian and all of their corporate bullshit, but yet you're not mentioning this kind of conflict of interest. So we're just trying to be transparent.
Yeah. What the Sibian has done is disgusting. That's they've turned it into themselves into like the Kleenex of rideable sex toys. And it's like, we're not going to put up with that shit.
No. When people say like ride a Sibian, I'd say like, I always correct them. I say, do you mean a motor bunny? Like I always say, they're like, they say like, oh, you know, like on Howard Stern when they used to ride the Sibian, I was like, was it a Sibian or a motor bunny? I always just make sure to say like, there is another one.
There's two. That would be the best correction to do to somebody.
And you've got the extra money to buy one.
Yeah.
That is an amazing little machine. That you
she
can
loves
use.
It. Great camera work from attachment. Tom. Tom is just killing it on the camera again, folks. This camera work from Tom is some of the worst I've ever seen from anybody in any arena of filming.
It's like almost like what they used to say in MTV. It's like shaky cam. It's like the movie Cloverfield.
Yeah.
It's like we're having a Cloverfield experience.
It has a Cloverfield vibe to it, but Cloverfield, like, you know, you started to sort of get in the vibe of it a little bit. This one is so sort of jarring and disjointed, and it's really, really bad to watch.
You're like, are they on a boat?
They Maybe might be on a boat. They yeah. might be on a boat. They because and you're like, whoa, why would she have all of her sex toys? Well,
on a boat. What? And so
we've actually taken this to different clubs that we've been to and let some of the other ladies try it.
Oh,
and normally we have about a 3-hour line.
So sorry, you show up to the club holding a big giant motor bunny briefcase.
People line up like they're getting on a roller coaster for like 3 hours. You can't do a fast pass or something like that.
And what happens? Like they do it with their pants on. Like that's what I'm saying. They're going one after another.
Yeah.
Like, because doesn't it go into your pussy and ass?
Well, it sits on your pussy, I think. You would sit your pussy on. But I guess you could have a sort of like spray bottle of alcohol.
I don't know that. I don't know that that would do the trick for me.
Well,
like, I don't know that I would, that would be cool if I was like, you know, 78th in line or whatever, just to have 77, I don't know for better, I don't know how to say it other than the snail trails.
Pussies and asses just all over that fucking thing.
All over that thing. And then you pop up and somebody like comes with a little spray bottle and it's like, and wipes it down. I don't know, man. I still wouldn't feel that comfortable, I don't think.
Like, we know Tom is like really impressed with like customer service at some of the clubs. Maybe there is like a guy that's they get the motor bunny there. They have their prize wheel because we know they always bring a prize wheel and they have that set up. So people wait in line and then they're like, is this the line for the prize wheel or is this the line for the motor bunny? And then, you know, they have somebody directing traffic. They have one of those fucking rope things that at an amusement park, the rope maze.
I do wash and clean it after every use.
Good.
The girls have a great time.
Wait, hang on. What do you mean you wash it? You said you have a lineup. That's what I'm saying. You're telling me you're wiping it down.
Yeah.
That's not sufficient.
Maybe a sponge with some dish soap on it. Just get in there in the cracks. I mean, it's funny it's really kind of funny when you think about it that like they are so worried about stilettos on the furniture. And I know it's mainly because of an aesthetic thing, but they have also said that it is a fluids down in the couch thing.
Fluids seeping into the holes and staying there forever thing. Yeah.
I assume on the motor bunny, there is somewhere for fluids to gather. I'm sorry. I don't know where. I can't see it very close, but I'm sure there's crevices on that thing that they're not getting clean.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah.
Just sweat. You're sweating when you're on it too. It's just so many different things going on that thing.
Motor bunny. This one has two controllers. The first one is corded. I can control that myself.
Oh, good.
Corded. The second one is on Tom's phone.
Oh.
So he can sit there in the chair and he can control everything that's going on with me.
I'm fucking disgusted by the visual of that.
Tom like trying to wait with it because he's so old on his phone too. So he's like, he's like doing this shit like, oh, I want her pussy to vibrate. Siri.
It's like when somebody tries to show you a video and they're like fat fingering it on the phone. Tom, I'm so disgusted by Tom sitting in a chair. Control. I'm gonna turn it down. I'm gonna turn it all the way down, but and he's freaking out.
Yeah, Tom, I bet loves that. Loves being in control, you know.
It's disgusting thinking. And maybe when they have the lineup, Tom's in control of everybody. You know what I'm saying?
That's a horrifying thought.
Tom is sitting in a chair and each person gets on the motor bunny and he's like, we're going to give this one a crazy orgasm.
And it has a lot more features than just the corded one. Great thing is if you're dating somebody that travels a lot, he can do this on his phone.
Okay.
Or her could do this on his phone. And you guys can video do it on chat while you're having a little fun. So it's great for everybody. But my absolute perfect go-to is my magic wand.
Yep.
Of course, now I need to get a smaller one because we travel a lot and this one is heavy. This is my third one. Jesus. My first two were corded.
Yeah, you got
to
get
this one was given to me as a gift, and it is.
You have to upgrade your technology. You have to upgrade your coming technology with to keep with the times. You know, we're not using cords anymore. I do. I like that she has to get a different one because it's weighing down her luggage.
Well, I mean, her luggage, to be fair, also has the motor bunny in it.
Yeah, come on. The motor bunny is the biggest issue. Why are, but the motor bunny, as we know, it comes with its own suitcase.
Yeah. Yes.
So it has its own rolling suitcase. No, I'm not joking, by the way.
Yeah, you can check rolling,
motor bunny. Yeah, you can see, you can go check it out, motor bunny, whatever. But yeah, so you can just roll it around and you don't have to, it doesn't have the logo on it, I don't think.
It has what it has is a Velcro logo patch so you can take the Motor Bunny logo off. I don't think Tom and Bunny do. I think they're just like,
I think they probably, yeah, because they're probably like, you know, they've got like pineapples all over everything. They're like, yeah, you can fuck my wife, please. Like, you know, all kinds of like everything they have is showcasing that they're swingers. I feel
being like we're going to educate the TSA agents actually. So we even do it as a carry on so that we can say, this might help with your marriage.
This right here. Now, have you, Mr. TSA agent, sir, you've probably heard of the Sibian, right? Well, did you assume that was the only one on the market?
Yeah. You get pulled to the side because you know how sometimes you get pulled to the side when you're going through. They get pulled to the side and they're like, what in the fuck is this huge thing? And why didn't you check it? And they're like, I'd rather have it with me.
I would rather have it with me.
Have you heard of it?
Safer.
Yeah, it makes me feel safer.
And just, this would be my absolute favorite. Now, I use this both with Tom. Use it before we even get into intercourse. Sometimes I'll just tell him, hey, you know what? I'm going to go vibrate. Give me 5-10 minutes. Because you know what? Once I'm done with this, I definitely, definitely want to be penetrated.
So I love the idea though. It's like, it just seems to me like Tom's not like a fuck master, you know?
No.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because she's like, it seems, even though they're like in a sex relationship, their relationship is centered around sex and towing RVs, but mostly sex. Like, even then she's like, I'm going to go vibrate for a while, like just away from you so I can get in the fucking mood, and then I'll come and then you can fucking pump your artificial dick up for a while and then stick it into me.
Tom's watching fucking TV, whatever he watched, like an Alabama football game on ESPN Classic. She's like, I'm going to go upstairs and vibrate, be up there.
A 1994 Rose Bowl. Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things that we talk about too, and Tom and I are actually going to go into a video about it, is sexual intimacy is very, very, very important in a marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We come and go. We do our daily things.
We come and go. We do our daily. Why did you say we come and go? We come and go. You know, we tow away some.
Yeah, RVs. I wonder how much, because we always see them together. I wonder how much time they spend apart.
None. Because they work together.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They work together. So I wonder if they have their own things, though. They must, right? Like, Bunny has, like, things she likes to go do, and Tom, you know, has his things. But I wonder how often they're apart.
Bunny has things she likes to do, like use the Hitachi magic wand. Tom has his things, like watch old football games. Like those are
Tom has things he likes to do. Bunny has guys she likes to do.
But we still need to connect with each other on a very intimate level.
Yes.
And you know what? Sometimes when we get to middle age a little bit, things don't work as well as they should.
Yeah. Well, yeah, your husband is a very good.
Your experience is not typical, Bunny.
Bunny, listen, you have an atypical sexual history with your partner, I will say. Yeah. Okay, most people, once the Viagra usually takes.
Yeah.
The wand will get me to the point that I need.
Yeah.
With that being said, my absolute favorite and my only thing that I can really use is pink water lube. Definitely if you're feeling dry.
So this happens like a
bunk lube.
It sounds like a promo as well. We don't know if they have any, but I'm suspicious of this one because it's like behind her on the table. And he's like, the only thing I can use is this lube. You know, like that sounds like a promo spot.
I'm not sure where Spunk Lube is, though, because I've always heard them talk about Spunk Lube.
Well, is it possible they had a falling out with Spunk Lube and they've moved over to Pink Water Lube?
I don't know. But, I mean, I guess.
You definitely want to step back, use some lube, because you can damage things in the inside.
Yeah.
And then it won't be fun later.
Oh, what's this one? What's
that? All right. So that being said, those are some of my favorite on that side.
Okay. What's on the other side?
Now I'm going to go over to the fetish side.
Right on.
Oh, all right. So here
okay. New view. Nice bedroom. A lot of room.
So this is a new view, and I'm wondering. I really am wondering if they are they at their home.
You know what it looks like to me? Secrets hideaway.
Yeah, it doesn't. This looks like it doesn't look like a home. Just if you're not watching it, there's nothing on any of the walls.
No,
and. It's just, it kind of has a vibe of like a cruise ship. Like it kind of looks like a room on a, yeah, like modular. Yeah. It doesn't really,
But it doesn't look like a trailer
to me. There's something odd about it though. Yeah. Like that, those walls though, don't seem like they seem like temporary walls almost, you know, like.
I think they might be at Secrets Hideaway, that place where
they brought all of their. Like I was joking before, they're not traveling with this. Must be maybe it's a second room. Oh, I'm sure they probably this is our sex room. Probably
maybe they have an extra sex room.
100% they do, right? They have like they have their regular bedroom or whatever, and then they have like a room for their sex that they've made to look kind of like a playroom. You know?
Oh, it does have playroom vibes, and it has like a cover on the bed.
Yeah, but that's like the cover. I think they've put down that blue thing just to put all of the. Yeah, it's interesting.
That's the cum cover.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. I don't have one, so I wouldn't know.
Here I am on the fetish side, walked around my bed and everything. But anyways,
Tom my bed.
To point out that I don't use this on him. When I said that we use it,
Tom,
this guy, it's so good because we already mentioned his like juvenile. Hey, I don't swing that way. Like they took a cut and he's like, just hang on, Bunny. Can you come here for a second? Can we just put an amendment on? I know it was a great take. I'm not going to ask you to take it again, but can we just do an amendment and make sure to clarify that that's not been in my ass? He goes like, sometimes he goes full Hank Hill. I feel like, you know, like,
that made him nervous for sure. He did not like that insinuation that, first of all, it's a magic wand. For people who have never seen one, it wouldn't go in his ass.
Yeah, it's interesting because it almost makes me think that like all of the other stuff has gone in his ass.
I know. It makes me think the strap-on is definitely, because the strap-on's thin. This magic wand, for those who haven't seen it, huge. It's just huge. Fucking a big giant bulb on the end of it. I assume most of the people listening to it have seen one, because I've seen one and I don't have any sex toys at all. Don't. I have a board game, I think, from like 1998.
What is it?
A sex board game.
Do you want to play?
No. I think I have it in my room. I think it might be up in my closet over here. I don't know, though, because I threw it in there. I threw it in a box years ago and haven't looked at it since. I think it's just got a spin wheel on it. Yeah. And like I said, we talked about this board
game. Imagine
it didn't work out. Like it was just like, let's play the game. And we spun the wheel once, and then we're like, let's just go have sex in the bedroom.
I was just picturing us like taking it too far, you know, as a podcast, and being like, oh, you know, it'd be like a really funny Patreon episode. If we played that board game with our partners and we just like had it behind the paywall.
That's gonna be the live show. Yeah, I'm gonna bring the sex board game and me and Chris are gonna play it together on stage.
Yeah. That's a funny hot bit. That's actually a funny bit to do. We don't actually get into any sex stuff, but we just play a sex board game. That is funny.
Together, he uses it on me, but you know what, who cares? It's your world. You That's rock okay. It however you want. If you want to play with it, then you more power to you.
Tom was like, but fun. Make sure to say this that we're not homophobic. Make sure to say like we're all cool with everyone after, because they might think it's like a homophobic thing.
Tom is so freaked out. This video is freaking Tom out because he's not in it.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah, like, yeah, he's, yeah. Like she's the star and now she's alone in a video, and people are gonna see what it's like when I'm not in a video, and they're gonna.
It's like the first time that
Gus Bunny video.
It's definitely, but it's like the first time Clint Eastwood directed a film that he wasn't in, you know, and he's just like, I wish I was out there doing the lines, you know. But it's hard to sort of step back, and you can see it. I mean, you can see that he's very nervous because he is physically shaking a lot.
Your life in the way that you want to have fun with it. That being said, one of the big important things that we travel with, we were hooked up from Carol and David from the Sexy Lifestyle Radio.
That's the blanket.
This is the Throes of Passion blanket. These are amazing. I really, really, really wish we had this this weekend. This is perfect for the girls that squirt.
All right. First of all, so I really wish we had one of those this weekend. So something happened.
I think they assume everyone watches their videos like in, you know what I mean? So I think that's probably they covered it in their last video before this one. Maybe that would be my guess, or else she's just alluding to something. I mean, it sounds like they were having sex with a squirter or something, or maybe like she's a squirter.
Can I also say the weird thing about this room, and I noticed it at the beginning and I didn't say anything because it felt like I was just picking on them, is the alarm clock. There's like an alarm clock. It really doesn't look like their home.
It does not.
It looks definitely. She called it her bed. So who knows?
It's actually perfect if you don't even know, because some women don't know that they squirt. And it's great. They're waterproof. This one happens to be a queen size, but I do know that they sell them in kings. Mm-hmm. So you bring it home, throw it in your washing machine, dryer, fold it up, and you're ready to go again.
Where are you taking it?
And I just think, I think this is an RV. I think they're in like a big RV. I think that's what it is. It's like a mobile home of theirs. That's what I'm guessing. Because we mentioned before, they're like part of the tow-away RV community as well.
That we don't understand at all.
We don't understand it. But
yeah, we only care about the other community they're in. The tow-away community is boring. It doesn't have any butt plugs at all.
There's no, they don't even show anything. They don't show any kind of dildos or anything.
Yeah.
When we ran the club, we started a dungeon. Ooh. So Tom and I decided that.
So we know they ran that club. I believe Freedom Acres
is
the name of it. And it is a trailer park. And we read a review of it. And there's used condoms all over the place. And it's nasty. Now, that review could be post Tom and Bunny.
I don't know when their regime ended, even really.
Calling it the Tom and Bunny regime. I do feel like they probably had some pride in their club.
Although we don't know what they were like then. I mean, nowadays, if they were running it, I feel like they would maybe, but I don't know. Even then, I think they would be like, there would be a lot of emphasis on the lockers, and there would be like the locker area would be sick and the bathrooms would be nice and there'd be a lot of garbage cans. But yeah, I don't know if it would be clean. Okay.
Stools,
there'd be stools, yeah, but it wouldn't be clean necessarily. Yeah.
I know. I was thinking that, and I was giving them credit, but they did, and maybe they were just nervous, but they did give that one place like the EC Oasis place, like a ringing endorsement. And it's not only the nastiest sex club we've watched a tour of, but maybe the nastiest place I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, they don't seem to have high standards for cleanliness. Yeah.
No. I mean, I think they're in a trailer now.
Yeah.
Not an RV, though, because this is too big to be traveling, I think. But
it might be, though, like, it's sideways. Do you know what I mean? Like, the wall that's behind her, over her right shoulder or whatever, with the door there, that might be the front. This might be the back of the RV, you know? Okay. But it would have to be a big RV, yeah.
It's a big RV. It's double wide.
To dabble. And that's about all we did.
Aww.
We found that the fetish community really wasn't our cup of tea. Tom has a serious fetish, and his fetish is tickling. And
Okay. We didn't know that. And
Buddy, we didn't know that. Can you elaborate on that and talk about it like for an hour, please?
This is fucking huge news.
This is huge news. Having a tickle fetish is such a little, like, such a classic fucking, that's such a weird fetish, like such a funny, silly fetish, you know?
it's funny that Tom likes to tickle people. Do you think
he likes to be tickled or tickle people?
Oh, he loves tickling people. I think it's him. I think Tom is.
I think if you have a tickle fetish,
every situation.
I completely disagree with you. I completely disagree with you on that. I think if you have a tickle fetish, it's liking to get tickled. I don't think you could have a fetish for tickling people. I think that
you can though. I think because I'll tell you why. Why I know this, and it's not. For people listening, Chris is looking at me like I. Back in the late 90s, early 2000s, Howard Stern used to have this guy Yaki on the show. He ran a website called Yaki's World.
Yeah.
And it was a tickling website, and he liked to tickle the women. That's why I think when you say tickle fetish, I can't imagine somebody liking to be tickled.
What a fetish is. Like, people like getting their like dick clamped and stuff, like things that you wouldn't normally think are, you know, that's kind of the idea of it. Like S&M, masochists and stuff, right? Like, that's kind of a part of it, I think, in the kink and fetish community.
Hey, let us know what you think in the comments.
Well, I mean, I hope she elaborates and talks about it and makes it clear if he likes to be tickled or likes to tickle.
There it goes.
And, it took me a while because I was like, oh, I got all these toys and they're so much fun. And yes, we like to have fun with all of our toys at times. But I actually, it sounds weird. I prefer when he tickles me because I like those hands on me.
There we go. Yeah. You got it, Brian. Brian wins. Tom the tickler. Oh, I'm so creeped out by that.
Here's tickly Tom.
Oh, man.
Everybody at the club calls him tickly Tom.
Tom the tickler. Tickly Tom's here. Oh, the tickler.
I hear some giggling coming from the playroom. Tom must be at the club tonight.
Hey, so Tom, he's in dick hibernation, but you know he's still tickling. Oh, fuck.
Tom tickles.
Tom's a tickler. This is made, listen, this has been a fun watch, but this really made this a really something, you know, very worthy of the Patreon.
Yeah, this is as newsworthy as anything we've done. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Like I say, you do whatever you like to do.
Yeah.
And just have fun in your life. But I will tell you also one thing too here. Benoit balls. They're great as we start aging a little bit. These will help with your Kegels. Oh. And I do have a really funny story with these.
Oh, dear. Please.
Says that you can use them during sexual intercourse. And you can.
What?
Just remember it takes a little while for them to come out. But with that being said,
she got the Benoit ball stuck in her pussy. She couldn't get them out. She probably got done. They got done. They went and sat at the bar at the club. and she like got to laughing, and then boop, boop, like just you hear metal hit the floor.
Did you hear that? Did you drop your keys? Oh no. Those the Benoit balls in my pussy have finally made their way out.
It's like my water broke, except for it's my Benoit balls came out. Could happen when you're out at Denny's after the show. You never know when it's going to happen.
Like I said before, have fun with your toys.
Okay.
Don't feel ashamed of them.
I don't have any.
And just have a great time. A lot of my favorite ones are going to be on our Swing with Tom and Bunny. So it'll be tomandbunny.com.
Okay.
And you can click the link and you can find most everything on Amazon at this point.
Yeah. Amazon's a good
one. So with that being said, I hope I was quick and easy and painless. And you guys all have a great night and we'll see you next time.
Oh, it was wonderful. And we have time left so we can pop into another. You can see what's going on. Chris, sex toy unboxing or what's in our play bag?
Well, we got to see what's in the play bag.
I think we do need to, because the traveler.
That's like, so I think what we just saw was the whole arsenal. Now we see like what actually gets brought out.
And Tom's in this video.
Wow.
I don't know if that's a bonus or not. Maybe if he tickles Bunny sometime.
Oh, yeah. Now that we know that he's a tickler, it is kind of fun to look at him. Like, imagine that guy likes to tickle. Yeah,
he likes to tickle people. Tiki, tiki, tiki.
Okay, so we see some of our old friends there. We've got the big wand, the magic wand, a couple of those dildos, and the motor bunny. They bring the motor bunny.
I know, the motor bunny. And they got a Tom's Trips bag. I would love
to get a hold of that tote bag.
Fuck. The Tom's Trips duffel bag. Ah, oh, man, that's cool.
That is fucking the definition of cool.
Hey everyone, we're Tom and Bunny, and we want to let you know that Tom's Trips.
We know.
Oh, what do you want? Hey
everyone, we're Tom and Bunny.
Oh, what you want to let us know? Anything else there, tickler boy? Tickle,
tickle boy.
Ooh, tickle, tickle, tickle. We're not gonna kink shame. We're gonna kink shame for like 5 more minutes, and then we're gonna stop kink shaming. Okay, I promise.
Listen, I'm just looking at Tom.
Totally.
The tickler. And we're looking at him.
Nothing wrong with having a tickle fetish. It's just there's something about this guy we know, Tom, and we've known him for so long. To find out he has a tickle fetish, we're going to make fun of him a little bit for him. Before that. So just fast forward 5 minutes if you are someone who likes tickling and you're easily offended.
I want to say that. And this is a longer video, so we might not get to this, but I want to make sure everybody knows that they have Gas X.
And Altoids.
Yeah. The Gas X is the.
The Gas X is, but they said they don't do anal that much.
I know, but maybe they have a story about like cutting a fart in a playroom and everybody left.
Oh, yeah. We got it. You're right. We have to find the part where they talk about the Gas X and explain why they bring that. Absolutely. We have to find it before we go.
Bunny, and we're coming to you live from our bedroom.
Yes, we are. And you know what? We're always honest and open with everybody, and tonight we're going to really be honest.
Hang on a second.
This is
the same room.
Yeah, so this is our bedroom.
So there... I'm really confused. I think it's an RV. I really do. I think it's something like that. It has to be. Yeah, because we've seen their like home, right?
That's their new place in Nashville, though. This is older video.
Oh, this might have been before, like they sold their place and they were probably like living in an RV. They traveled across. This might have been during that time.
They traveled across this fine country with a motor bunny in the back of their. Well, I mean, we know how many sex toys I can't believe they take the motor bunny with them anywhere. Like, that's crazy.
That's fucking crazy to bring that to an airport and bring it on a plane.
And to bring it to the club. Like, you're walking. If they don't have the prize wheel with them, then they're walking in with, at minimum, a big luggage, like a bit of, it looks like they're moving in because they have like a carry-on bag. Like,
but I think that gets them by because they're like, oh, we're here with Tom's Trips and they've got their like stuff. You know what I mean? So it's like a little bit more normal for them to have that shit.
I do also want to say that it's spunk lube on the bed, not rose water. So I think we saw a little bit of a product placement there.
People ask us all the time, what do you take to a swing club?
Right?
Yeah.
What's in your play bag?
What's in your play bag?
Well, this
is like an EDC dump here.
And this is a huge EDC dump here. I like Tom. The pause on Tom is great right now, but just the way that he was like, he described it, and then Bunny said it much more succinctly, like, "What's in your playbag?" And then he's like, "What's in your playbag?" He just repeated what she said. Yeah. He adds nothing, man. We don't need you here. We've seen what it's like without you, and we've seen that you are not necessary.
We loved it without you. I mean, we're glad you're here because the camera is going to stay.
Oh, that's true. There won't be the camera movement.
It's nice to have you here in the video because of the camera move. Like, you're a bad director and a bad
guy. It's nice to not have you behind the camera, but it would be nice if you could also not be in front of the camera.
You go sit in the living room and watch ESPN Classic, please.
Well, what would be cool, you can maybe go into the living room and like pull up the fucking Motor Bunny app. You know, you could still participate in the video in some way.
Throw it out here.
Right? Looks like a lot. It's a pretty big bag.
Right. So what it is everyone knows we travel the nation. We go to different clubs and we promote for Tom's Trips, lifestyle, adult travel.
Yes.
Yep. And when we go to these clubs, everyone knows that when someone's trying to sell something, we're not really trying to sell something. We just want to talk to you.
Right.
I mean, I get it. They probably do actually want to talk to you because they want to evaluate if Tom is going to tickle you later.
He might want to know if you're tickle worthy. You're right. They might want to have sex with you in some way or have some sort of sexual thing with you. So that could, but at the end of the day, they are there as salespeople.
They're trying to sell you a trip to hedonism too. It's actually what they're up to for Miss No Swimsuit.
Yeah.
Well, I
just want to talk to you. So we decided that we talked to Motor Bunny over here and we said, "Hey, look, we don't want to sell your product. We just want to put it on a table next to where we're at so people kind of get curious of what the heck that is." We got all the.
But why, if you're not selling? Hey, they got a free Motor Bunny by saying that they would. Tom contacted them and he said, "Hey, I'm Tom from Tom and Bunny. We work for Tom's Trips and we go to a lot of clubs."
Oh, cool. You own the business?
Well, no, it's a different Tom.
Oh, can I speak to him?
No, people don't speak to him. Actually,
he died. Rest in peace.
He's dead. And his son's
the truth, by the way. Tom from Tom's Trips has passed away, and his son runs it now.
His nepo baby stuff. Our Tom should have actually got the reins, but
of course, the new Tom is Tom Jr.
Tom. So yeah, so we're at all these clubs. We got Tom. We got the Tom's Trips prize wheel. Maybe you send us a Motor Bunny and we put it next to our table and say, "Hey," people will ask, "What's this thing?" And we'll be like, "Oh, you've heard of the Sibian? This is better."
And also, maybe it's not just a one-time thing, though. Maybe they were finding they're going through so many Motor Bunnies and then they're just like, "We got to get some kind of deal with them. You send us one on the first of every month and we'll fucking hawk your shit for free."
The first of every month, they burn through a Motor Bunny.
The attachments, and what we want to do is put a dildo on there and just let it rotate all night.
And we called
our niche. Mm-hmm. So people come over and ask about it later on at night when we're done 11:30 midnight. We'll take it in the playroom and we'll let the people actually use it,
right? And we even let the gentlemen control it for their wives.
Yes, I'll show the guy how to control it. Bunny cleans up.
I do. I'm the cleaning lady. Oh.
Tom, you made it sound bad. Like earlier, Bunny made it sound charming. And Tom makes it sound
bad. I have to be with Tom on this one. He's being real here. It's not. It's not good. We're talking, poop. All kind of different fluid of all everything.
I think I'm getting the vibe from Tom where he's like, "She cleans it. Don't worry." Like when you say something, you're trying to get out ahead of the.
Yeah. Is that sanitary at all? Or
yeah, he's thinking people see that, so he's like, "Bunny's over there cleaning." Which that for Bunny, I don't know. Maybe she's into Maybe she's into cleaning fluids. I mean, who knows? They're into all kinds of stuff, you know?
Yeah, she could. It could be like one of her sort of things is like she likes to clean the fed. Now, I just had a picture in my head that is very concerning to me. And that is, I picture Bunny. She's trying to clean this stuff up off of the motor bunny. Meanwhile, she can't because she's getting tickled. hey, stop it. Stop it. I'm, you know,
a girl gets to pick up her attachment.
Take the ride of her life.
So, is it part of our playbag? Sometimes it is. Okay. Sometimes it is. And when we go to a local club and we're just running over there and we just want
to meet over there,
people ourselves and just be Tom and Bunny, we may bring it. We may not, depending.
Okay.
It depends on if we have a play date.
Exactly. So, and if Playdate wants to use it, we're definitely bringing it.
Yeah. I mean, but of course, you can see we definitely bring the toy cleaner with us.
Yes, we have toy cleaner and our friends at ASN Lifestyle Magazine.
We know them.
And they're not that friendly to you, by the way. They absolutely fucked you on the award for best educators.
Yeah. You should have won. They picked some person nobody's ever heard of.
No one's ever heard of this person. The person's an absolute fucking nobody and probably hasn't educated a goddamn snail in their life. Meanwhile, you know, Tom and Bunny have educated thousands on our program alone.
Oh, they've educated me. I mean, Tom tickles people. I didn't know that till this week.
And given me all of my education on playrooms and swinging. Literally every single thing I know about it has come from them. So if they are giving misinformation, then I am peddling it.
Misinformed. Yeah.
They hooked us up with the spunk lube. It looks like a wad of jizz coming out of here. So,
Tom,
that's a really nasty way to put it.
Yeah, a wad of jizz.
A wad of jizz.
Tom, you're fucking disgusting.
Oh wait, we got a lot of compliments on the spunk lube. So definitely spunk. If you're watching this, just send us cratefuls of the stuff. We'll let people take a bath. Damn,
hustler.
We might have a.
Spunk, if you're watching this, send us crates of the stuff.
Yeah, hey, Spunk, if you're watching this, take the crates you're going to send to Tom and Bunny and just go ahead and reroute those motherfuckers over to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Spunk lube wrestling.
Right. We do bring condoms, so we bring everything. And Bunny keeps pushing me over, so I'm going to push it back a little bit. So with that, we just wanted to let you know, yes, it is part of our playbag, but not all the time.
Right.
What's part of our playbag is right in front of us.
Okay.
Right. And this all depends on the situation, too.
Absolutely.
Because, like, when we're traveling, we just jump in the car and we're gone for the weekend. I definitely, positively have to bring
the magic
wand.
You got to bring the magic wand.
Her magic
wand.
Love
my magic wand.
Well, it's the only way that she can get herself aroused enough to have sex with your disgusting old ass.
I would have loved to have seen her Tom say she loves her magic wand. I do not use it at all. Yeah, not me.
This has never found its way inside or even around that sort of around the hole at all.
For her to do that. Then to pull that out of a suitcase.
Yeah.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I love that too, but especially when you're on the fifth floor of a hotel and
the
it's
whole
all vanilla.
Floor is vibrating. It sounds like an airplane.
Okay, now we're
good. Wait, back up a second. Back up 5 seconds so we can hear this again because he's about to talk about the sound of it.
Here you go. In a vanilla hotel, by the way.
What? I mean, don't get me wrong. I love that too, but. Especially when you're on the fifth floor of a hotel and
the
it's
whole
all vanilla.
Floor is vibrating. It sounds like an airplane's taking off.
You can definitely take them to the hotel takeovers.
Yes.
Can you imagine? You're like, what? You're just staying. You're with your family, like staying at some resort. All of a sudden, it sounds like they're doing like air duct work above you. It's just like,
and it's somebody's pussy just getting jackhammered.
And it's somebody riding a motor bunny. Now,
time I hear something like that, I'm going to go down to the desk and be like, can you ask the people upstairs to quit using their motor bunny?
I think the people above me are using a motor bunny. Yeah, I think it's a motor bunny. I believe the Sibian's a little quieter. This definitely sounds like a motor bunny. And by the way, Tom getting a call from the motor bunny sales rep. Tom, yeah, can we not bring, we don't want to really, you know, let people know about how loud this is. If we could just, it's not really a selling point for us.
At a vanilla hotel. The point here is, I think they've probably gotten a complaint,
yeah,
about the motor bunny at a hotel. And it, listen, it's not hard to. I've had complaints on me at a hotel. It's not hard to get a complaint at a hotel. Walls are thin, you know. Some just people. To be
clear,
are
I've never had a complaint against me at a hotel. Maybe Why when not? I was like a kid. Maybe when I was like a kid, I was like staying there for. We stayed at a hotel for provincial soccer finals or whatever, and the whole team went and stayed there. And I think we probably got complaints because we were real troublemakers, you know, 17-year-olds. But not as an adult, I haven't.
I just told this on the POD cast, but one of my first girlfriends, like. We were going to a hotel for her birthday party.
Yeah.
And there was probably 15 or 20 of us going to the party, and we all showed up at the hotel, and there was only one 21-year-old, and he went in to rent the room, and we were all standing in a parking lot getting high and drinking, and they were like, we're not going to rent that room to you. Like, there's no possible way.
Seems like you're going to bring all those people in. And have some kind of a party that is gonna get out of hand. It seems like you want to use our space because you want to be in a space that nobody owns or cares about, and therefore you can destroy.
No, we just want to relax. It's loud at the house, and you know they're all gonna leave.
We needed to. I just needed to get away from the hustle and bustle for a little bit. You know, I'm traveling.
So I bring my wand.
I'm traveling for.
Yes. Can't you tell? So there's my motor bunny in there.
She can just grab out of the bag.
And ready to go. This little handy dandy tool.
Oh, the brass knuckles tool for the listeners.
Yeah, because
Tom just takes advantage of me with it. Forget the sawzall.
Yeah, just start slapping you around with it and everything.
If you're watching this on video, that was...
That was really good when he started showing how he does it, like dun 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 dun, 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 you know, and then he started sort of, I guess, like flopping it in her face.
Got weird. He definitely let it get weird.
Thing, but yeah, I love this because it allows me to be comfortable instead of trying to grab something like this and doing that.
Yeah, ergonomics really mostly like the ergonomic dildo.
So I think that most people who are watching or listening are probably like, well, it's not that hard to hold a dildo. And you know what I mean? Like, how could it? But I think you're picturing it like for a regular amount of time. they could be using this dildo for like 4 hours, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, I understand this is nicer to just be able to grip some brass knuckles and just kind of punch forward, you know?
Punching forward. Just punch that pussy, punch it in.
Actually, yeah. And Bunny says, slow down. Hell no. We're going to town with this sucker. All right.
Well, when she says slow down, you should slow down.
Hell no. We're going to town with this sucker. We're getting closer to the gas X, everybody.
And of course, my little toothbrush type thingy.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Very powerful.
This was a gift.
It was a very gift, and it just.
Oh, okay.
She's put it on her. She's literally that time. She literally did it. That time she actually stimulated her clitoris.
She definitely was. That was very close to her pussy.
Because she's wearing a really thin, like just dress, like skirt, revealing. Dress, or whatever. You know, it's a nice dress. She looks great, but yeah, I think that. It would allow her to make significant and serious and genuine. Contact with her clitoris.
Wow.
So that works really well.
See, even Tom recognized that she did it there. Tom's like, oh shit, Bunny. Like,
you want to stop the video, yeah, but they don't know how to edit.
That'd
like
be funny if there's a big cut and they come back and they're just clearly have just fucked. So
when you're going doggy style.
Okay, so there you go. And it doesn't get in the way.
It does.
Like when you're going down style, down there, it's a little harder. Yeah. That's kind of out of the way.
Right.
So, perfect. So if you want to bring toys to the party, feel free to put toys. All right,
here we go.
Bag.
Now we're getting to the interesting
most
stuff.
Most of the couples, single female, single men, love it.
Right.
I don't care what. Are we supposed to care what single men like?
Single men love whatever the fuck I tell them to love. They'll love fucking five across their damn eyes.
Excuse me. Are we now catering things towards single guys?
Sorry. Now, are we now treating single guys the same as everybody else? I'm not sure I got that memo.
I didn't sign up for that. That is not what I signed
that's
up
not,
for.
That's actually not the America I want to live in.
Right.
Especially if it's going to benefit them.
My next one on the list. I already have it in my shopping cart. It's a smaller one for when we travel because this has a
smaller
good 5 pounds.
Smaller magic wand, everybody.
Yeah. It does. Yeah. It's heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, you could beat
gas X. Gas X. Here we go.
Did you see what he just did?
No, I did. No, let me go back.
He just listen. Tom went full psycho mode here.
Oh no.
Because this has a good
this
5 pounds.
This is scary.
It does. It's heavy. I mean, you could beat someone with this sucker. Who needs a gun?
So what? Now.
Do you need the gun? I mean, that's like a, like, because when you're talking about a gun, you mean like beat someone to death. Like a gun is a gun is to kill someone to death, you know? Like, who needs a gun? So you're saying, like, if it came down to it, you could potentially use that to bludgeon someone to death. And he did it towards Bunny. Like, when he did the smash, he like did it in her general direction. I'm not really liking Tom.
His energy is fucked up. It fucks up everything.
Personal. What goes in the personal bag?
Personal, yeah, personal, personal. So everyone gets nervous.
They do.
Okay. And sometimes you eat the wrong foods at dinner. And sometimes things sneak up on you.
Right.
So we do bring gas X to the party.
Gas X.
Gas X.
Yes.
And we don't share, so bring your own. We'll share ourselves, but gold. We're not sharing the gas.
This is gold.
There's been some farting going on.
So, like, this is gold. This is gold. We're not sharing. Like, so this is like, and it's the first item they talk about.
Yeah.
So it's like a serious, what kind, why don't they just like, are they just going out for like Mexican food, like spicy Mexican food? They're going for like Indian food before, you know? I mean, maybe just have something lighter that's not going to make you fart.
We've seen the buffets. I mean, you know what I mean? They're eating at those buffets at the club.
I guess that makes sense than if you are traveling and it's kind of more difficult. But in today's day and age, unless you're in a small town, you can usually find a healthy option, you know? I do feel like this kind of grosses me out to think about.
Yeah. I don't think you start packing Gas X without an inciting incident.
Agreed. And you would know. I mean, you would know.
I don't pack Gas X for anything.
So this is what I'm saying. Think about it. A guy like Brian, with the amount of incidents that he's had in his life and his track record when it comes to defecation, he doesn't even travel with the stuff. They must have had some fucking serious, like, I want to say shit came out of someone's ass.
I believe there was a playroom clearer.
You think Tom was just ripping wicked gasters?
Yeah, silent farts,
silent sour milk farts.
And then people had to leave for a minute and come back. Somebody was probably spraying like Lysol in the air and they needed to leave for a minute and come back. That's what I think happened. Because
I think it was like a full shit incident where like someone was maybe like using a toy on someone's ass or whatever, and then like a bunch of shit came out, you know?
And then that way, when you do go out to dinner or if you eat something wrong or
you
you're
eat
nervous,
something crazy,
then you can always have mints.
Well, if you go to dinner,
toothbrush and toothpaste.
Yeah. We're moving in.
I'm very, very obsessive compulsive when it comes to. So I don't want to have bad breath. So
I don't think I don't think you're using the term correctly. No. I think you're one of those. I think you're just obsessive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Couple, we always have a toothbrush and toothpaste in our play bag, so that way we can get all the
yuck off.
And then all the yuck off.
What's the yuck, Chris? What do you think the yuck is?
I mean, the yak is coming juices.
Maybe, and I hate to say this word, but maybe dingleberries. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how else to describe those things, but dingleberries, possible. I don't know. You know? I don't fucking know what they're doing.
I had a beautiful, speaking of berries, I had a beautiful berry, raspberry blackberry parfait just about maybe 15 minutes before we started recording, picked fresh out on the railway tracks.
Foraging Chris. I love it. I actually love it. I wish I had it in me to do. Well, there's no berries around.
Yeah, they're just. I live like right by the river, and in like, you know, there's these old railway tracks that don't get used anymore and usually get used by coyotes running up and down. There's two that live in our area that where people are always running into. But yeah, there's just fucking blackberry bushes growing everywhere. You can like pick thousands of them a day and they would never be gone.
Later on when we're drinking.
Because Tom likes spearmint and I don't care for it.
Okay.
So I like Altoids and he does not. So we have to have.
I like a bow.
Altoids are too hot for me.
Too hot.
He's a wuss.
I'm a wuss. So now next thing is we now use Advil. Yes. We get a picture of what was in our play bag and someone saw that we had Excedrin in our picture. And oh my God, the messages we got, it blew up saying, you're going to kill yourself with Excedrin. And we're like, what the hell are these people talking about? Apparently, what we do is we would pop an Excedrin, two Excedrin before we'd go out for the night.
This fucking guy, man, it just anything.
Look at his face right now.
I'll cut that. This fucking guy, like, there's no pill he won't take.
And he's preemptively he's not in pain.
Yeah.
He's just taking it because he knows he's going to be in pain or something like that. Or like, that's why he's preemptively taking. I've never even heard of that.
Me neither. It's the Viagra thing.
But it sounds like they were doing something seriously dangerous, which is fucking awesome as well.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Midnight, because we're drinking, we pop another one. Yeah. And then when we get home at 6 in the morning, we pop another two before we go to bed.
Why?
I mean,
That's five Excedrin
a day. But why? Like, what do you mean? Like, are you experiencing pain? What is it? You're just talking about it like it's fucking, like you're popping fucking, you know, Tic Tac. Like for what reason are you taking them?
Can I say Excedrin has caffeine in it, too? Like...
But we weren't doing it like every day. We were doing it once a week. That was our regimen of hangover cures. Mm-hmm. What we didn't know was Excedrin gives you liver damage.
Right. So, and especially adding the alcohol on top of it.
Well, that's what causes the liver damage. Yes. So Tom, definitely if you're...
I believe personally that Tom's death will be crotch related. It will be related to his crotch area. So I think he doesn't need to worry about the other stuff.
Crotch related death. He lived and he died by the crotch and died by the crotch.
This man was told by every medical professional in America that he should stop having sex at risk of death. But did he let that stop him? No.
He got more surgery.
Got more surgery and had more sex.
As your choice.
All right. Advil it is. Now we still take five Advil.
Okay. But... So that being said, other very important item when you're getting ready to play. Hair twisties.
We know that.
Around your wrist.
Gotta get that hair all the way.
Keep it around your wrist. And that way you can pull your hair up.
When a girl puts her hair up in a ponytail, shit's getting real.
Right? It sure is.
Real fast.
Real blowjob. Fast.
I hate the idea of someone not realizing that in a sex club and just like putting their hair up because it's kind of getting in their face or whatever. And then all of a sudden, all these single guys are like,
single guy sees a woman put a hair tie in.
Yeah, it's like zombies getting called or whatever, you know?
And now, while we're playing, I'm very sensitive. Tom's not so sensitive.
No, dumb. Yeah.
These damn little things.
things like fucking chewed bubble gum. His fucking
you could slap that shit around for hours without anything happening.
Yeah, he'd fucking put his penis on a table and whack it with a hammer, and
you could hit it with a mallet, and he would it would fucking reinflate to its normal.
Things cut everything off. It's like trying to put this over your head.
Now, people who say that all these guys say they can't get a condom on because it makes them go soft. Put a condom on.
Yeah.
I mean, I go through, about 5 of these, 10 of these a night?
Yeah, you can put them on. They're just not real comfortable.
No, because when I take it off, it's like beet red because it's so constricted.
Right.
So,
well, Mr. The condoms are too small. All right.
I mean, we do know you have a big, long, thick penis, but we don't even know what its current size is because there's so much disparity there, whether it's pumped, pre-pumped, post-pumped, post-surgery, pre-surgery. I heard at one point it was like 2 inches. Remember? Did he talk about that when he got the surgery? It like made your dick so small for a little while.
But he said he got a couple. I think in the last surgery, this is before that, he got a couple inches. He gained some.
Only when it's hard. Only when it's hard, though. He gained it, I think, in its hardness.
I've never heard of somebody like he's saying the condoms are too small for him. And
like, you can just get bigger condoms. Like, yeah, you get a Magnum. You can get a Magnum, and it's
you
like,
you don't need one, Tom.
I think he might need a Magnum, possibly, but it's like, yeah, if you're saying you're putting a Magnum on and it's too small, that's the only, like, you're a sex guy. You know the sizes of the condoms. Why are you buying ones that are too small for you?
Yep, because it makes him feel big.
I only bring a lot of them, and
10 a night.
You should change them out every 15 to 20 minutes just because they can tear. Especially
supposed to be over then. That's not supposed to be longer than that. That's the length of sex is normal. It shouldn't be going over 20 minutes. You're switching condoms out.
20 minutes, 10 condoms.
Buddy, we've just, remember he had that discussion with that couple about that, like, insane where they was getting his dick injected and stuff. And that's the first time we heard about how he was going through mass amounts of condoms, you know?
So 20 minutes, let's say 20 minutes, 10 condoms. That can tell you about how much he fucked.
That's 200 minutes. So we're talking about over 3 hours of fucking. Yeah. And yeah, that's
a lot of fucking.
Because that's, remember he said that they fucked for 3.5 hours that time.
This is it. We're one more press and then we're getting out of here.
Really wet.
Right.
They do have lube a lot of times in them, but it's not enough. And no matter how good you think you are, a girl can dry up. Bunny's had a hysterectomy. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't produce lube. She can get wet, but it goes away. It's fast.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like, it's a weird thing. It will only happen when she's with another guy. So she can sometimes when she's with like her bowl or whatever. But then, yeah, like when she's at home with me, she does struggle to get wet.
All right, everybody. We'll do this again. We still have a lot of time on this video.
Well, if you guys want us to do it again,
you want it. You all want us.
What are you, Tom? What are you, Tom?
Yeah.
You sound like Tom. No, you want it. You fucking want it. You want more.
We're tickling them. We're tickling them with little jokies. We will see you next week with Cruise Guys. Lots of funny story. There is a very funny story on the Cruise Guys episode about when I worked at a call center and
well, it's not getting any less nasty, folks.
I didn't do anything. That makes it sound like I got nasty. It wasn't.
No, you didn't, but it is, trust me, it's one of my favorites in a while.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. Goodbye.